"Come on, Hermione, come and have some food," Harry said, looking over at Ron and wondering whether he was in a good enough mood to bury the hatchet.
"I can't, Harry. I've still got 422 pages to read," said Hermione, now sounding slightly hysterical. "Anyway," she glanced over at Ron too, "he doesn't want me to join in."
There was no arguing with this, as Ron chose that moment to say loudly, "If Scabbers hadn't just been eaten, he could have had some of these fudge flies. He used to really like them." Hermione burst into tears. Before Harry could say or do anything, she had tucked the enormous book under her arm and, still sobbing, ran towards the staircase to the girls' dormitories and out of sight.
"Can't you give her a break?" Harry asked Ron quietly.
"No," said Ron flatly. "If she just acted like she was sorry. But she'll never admit she's wrong, Hermione. She's still acting like Scabbers has gone on holiday or something." The Gryffindor party only ended when Professor McGonagall turned up in her tartan dressing gown and hairnet at 1 in the morning to insist that they all went to bed. Harry and Ron climbed the stairs to their dormitory, still discussing the match. At last, exhausted, Harry climbed into bed, twitched the hangings of his four-poster shut to block out a ray of moonlight, lay back, and felt himself almost instantly drifting off to sleep.